Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. You feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just like to thank everybody for just being patient with me last week. I know we didn't have a show, and just to give everybody, just a feedback on what happened, my laptop crashed, and I was unable to do the show, and I had to do a lot of tweaking just to get this show today because it's still jacked up. Actually, my hard drive crashed; it just got a little old, but we're back. Full in effect, by the grace of God. We do appreciate you guys, just your patience and just being there and rocking with us and vibing with us. So I just want to give a big shout out to Illusions team, the Lyrical Cypher team, man, Boom Boom Room, all the different people that put the shouts out and just letting people know, hey, you know, we're coming back, but, you know, we just had some things happen. So I did everything I could to try to make it happen, but we're back full-fledged and we're going to get it in tonight. I'm going to switch it up a little bit tonight. Before we put some tracks on, I'm going to actually open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit right here, right now, on the spot that's just ready, like in the ring, ready to roll. And I think I see somebody on the line that might be ready. So let me check it out. We got Truth in the building. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Yo, I'm ready. I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, back and ready.
Let's get it, man. I know you're ready to go in the ring. It was a travesty last week, but we're going to make it happen this week.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And D, you got something for us?
Yeah, I got some.
Uh-oh, let's get it.
You see, when I rise to the top, I want my ambition to be ambitious. I want my eyes to be seen and my voice to be heard. I want my walks to be followed. See, I want my gestures to be understood. I want my life to be lived, and I want all things that are dead to be dead unto me, and I want to be smiling and a great mythical proportions of my soul. You see, these things I may hold because my mind is strong, and I want my misunderstanding to be misunderstood before I can be understood of my own understanding. I want my life to be better. I want my strength to be strong. You see, I want my mind to be mindful of the things that I say and do within this great life. I want my life to be lived. I want to be soulfully known for one of the greatest infamous poets that you've ever heard. My freestyle flow, flowing like great rivers. Still, I'm dying with these are the great things because my soul is still driven. Words, one platform. All I need is one mic. Setting great stages on fire. Still, my love, my Jesus, carrying me higher. Truth be told, rah.
See, that's how you start a show. You better get it. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to keep it rocking. All right, next artist, we're going to slide in. We actually going in off the gate, spitting some poetry. We got JD in the building. What's up, JD?
What's up, China? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Appreciate you hanging in with me.
Oh, yeah, you know that. I'm going to try to keep in there with you as long as I can.
That's what's up. I know you got some fire for us tonight, off the top of the dome or anything.
Yeah, you started early tonight. This thing called life. This thing called life is like a roller coaster. It'll throw you up, it'll throw you down. But at the end of the day, you can get down on your knees and pray and ask for forgiveness. Since none of us are the judge, who are we to judge? We look for a higher power, and this higher power is God. God sits up high and looks down low. All we have to do is ask for forgiveness, and at some point we will be forgiven of all that we have done. That's me.
That's what's up. I appreciate y'all rolling with me tonight. I'm switching up the vibe, just doing a little different, and I missed y'all, so I had to hear y'all. JD in the building. Big shout out to the Boom Boom Room. All right, we're going to keep it rocking. All right, so anybody who just came on the line, we actually going in straight up, open mic, off gate, just keeping the fire. Whatever's on your heart at this particular time, I want you to spit it, let it roll, and let's go. All right, I got 919-413 on the line. What's up, what's up? 919-413 on the line. Can you hear me? All right, they might not be able to hear me right now. All right, we got a 510 area code on the line. What's up, what's up? This is China. Area code 510. All right, just stay on the line. If you don't want to spit, that's cool. Just want to check in with you. We got a 252-286 on the line. What's up, what's up? 252-286?
I'm here. I'm just listening.
All right, we appreciate you. That's what's up. Stay on the line. Thank you. All right, we got Carlos in the building. I know this number.
I'll be calling my name out. Like, what's up, Shorty?
What's up with you?
Oh, man.
Trying to memorize y'all numbers. I'm getting it.
Yeah, you got mine. You got mine. You got mine.
That's what's up. I miss y'all, man. Right. Yeah, my laptop crashed.
Yeah, I missed this last week, man. I was calling around. I was like, yo, what's going on, man? What's the site? I was ready to. But
yeah,
anyway.
My bad, y'all. My laptop crashed. It just crashed on me. Too much stuff going on. I work from home, and I work from home, and I got like 3 different businesses, and my hard drive just said, forget you right now. But we on desktop. We making it happen. But we spitting fire right now. Anything on your mind? You want to let it out? Let's do it. You ready?
All right. This is the one I wrote for the show. I got a couple that I wanted to drop, but this is the one I wrote earlier this week.
Oh, we're going
to
keep it rocking. I got you.
All right. That's what's up. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. We have an unlimited supply. I got enough for you all. I'm passing out free lives. Get whatever size you want, either small or big. Stock up some for your spouse and even get a few for your kids. See, it really makes no difference. Just tell me your situation. I can make you sound smart without any education. Don't take me for granted, for this is not a joke. I can make you a baller, even though that you're broke. I can make you a saint, and I know that you're a crook. I can make you a star just by being on Facebook. You could be self-employed or a big-time dealer or be the realest nigga around, knowing that you're a squiller. Turn a deadbeat into a father figure, the best dad in the world. Turn a hoe into a housewife, and you won't even know that it's your girl. Just tell me what you need, and I'd be glad to hook you right up. But please be sure to keep up with them all. And yo, good luck. Enjoy all the privileges. Rejoice with all your rewards. But when the consequences come around, remember that they are all yours. Don't bring them back to me. See, those lies can't be returned. And if you didn't already know, then today you're going to learn. The honesty is the best answer, and it will help keep things settled. Lies would only make things worse. The truth would make things better. But if you can keep up your lies in order, and they'll work for a while as long as the other person is ignorant or got the mindset of a child. But what's done in the dark for sure gonna come to the light. And if you think you're giving away, then yo, you just might. But if you ever get caught and someone discover your disguise, come back to the store and see me. I got a whole bag full of lies.
Wow, yeah, that was hot. You better keep saying that poetry. Y'all got me hyped for tonight. I miss y'all so much. So I just had to go and do a quick run through, quick open mic real quick, and we're going to go in and let's get it all night, y'all. Y'all got me hyped. Carlos in the building. Let's get it, everybody. I'm ready to rock, y'all. So let's get it with some Ill Will, Who I Am.
I may fall in love too fast. Give everything to make this last. That's just who I am. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
I'll probably even put you first.
Probably.
To keep you even when it hurts. That's just who I am. That's just who I am.
Everything is all good when it really ain't. You try to look behind my smile, but you really can't. Tell the difference because I hide it well. My allergies got you thinking if I'm trying to cry or smell. Do I tell when I can just hide it? Yeah. Weather the storm and then I can just ride it. Yeah. They say let it out, then it will be better. But time heals all, and that's just three letters. See, I'm the one to get my last, but I don't have any. Then I'm lying to your face saying I have plenty. Yeah. I'm looking out for others more than I do myself. See, they're using me, confusing me for my spiritual wealth. Yeah. You see, the Lord has a plan for me in the end. But it's hard because the favors never end. I got a big heart, but I can never understand. So I came to the conclusion that this is who I am. Yo, yeah.
I may fall in love too fast. Give everything to make this last. That's just who I am. That's just who I am. I'll probably even put you first. And forgive you even when it hurts. That's just who I am. That's just who I am.
I see you crying and wondering why, but I can already tell it's over some guy. You trying to keep something together, but it's makeshift. Baby girl, let me tell you about relationships. You can't be the one giving your all the time, thinking that you gon' make it work. Well, fall in line. You fall in love with the first one to say it to you, but they never prove it, just repeat it and play it to you. You're supposed to pick relationship goals that label you, but does it compensate for the tolls that pay on you? The in-betweens, they hit you behind the scenes, so when you drop, you just shatter like the iPhone screens. You protecting the image, but they would never see it though. You lying to the people cause they left you about a week ago, but you still love them and proceed to go get your man. I did the same with my girl, but that's just who I am. Yeah.
I may fall in love too fast.
I will.
Give everything to make this last. That's just who I am. That's just who I am. I'll probably even put you first. Forgive you even when it hurts. That's just who I am. That's just who I am.
You know, you see, I'm the go-to guy, man. When do favors or whatever, you know, and they say I'm trustworthy, you know, and ask for nothing in return. But, you know, overprotectors and people like that, they say, yo, well, you need to chill out, man, you know, make sure that you good, man, take care of yourself. I say, you know, I'm gonna do that, yo, yeah. And I turn right back and do the same thing again. But I say, it's all right, man, you know, because God got me. I tell you the truth, if it wasn't for the overprotectors, y'all, and even the people that take advantage of me, I wouldn't be who I am now. And just my big heart, man, I'm just gonna continue to do what I do. But also realize my value that I gotta make sure that I'm straight, man. Try not to go broke for somebody who won't go broke for you. Love those that will. You know what I mean? That's who I am, yo.
Everything to make this last. That's just who I am. That's just who I am. I'll probably even put you first and forgive you even when it hurts. That's just who I am.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser. I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
He never imagined that loving her would cost him everything, but he would have paid anything for something instead of the nothing she left behind. And he never thought that one day he would be trying to erase his love for her from his mind. He never dreamed that one day he would be dividing her from his life. She was the wife he almost had in the past he didn't need. Rewinding their love in his mental rear view made his heart bleed, bursting with hemorrhaging hurts that oozed and leaked, dripped and seeped into even his fondest memories. Recalling the first time he ever caught her scent. Her stench was the freshest fragrance, calling attention to his senses, pervading his innocence, invading his childhood with images of Bonnie and Clyde in the hood. She was more aromatic than cinnamon and sandalwood, and he craved her flavor in fistfuls. Savored her swagger and escorted her with ebony Rottweilers and albino pit bulls. And he remembered that first time that he held her. He treasured her more than his mahogany loafers made from 100% leather, more than stickball on Saturdays in summer weather. It was like the whole world watched when they were together, inseparable companions. He pounded the pavement thin under the weight of his Timberlands. He would beat the block for hours on end, rolling 4, 5, 6 CeeLo, gambling, hungry for her affection. He was scrambling and urgently searching for more ways to have her. More ways to prove his love for her was beyond words. He worshipped her, went to church in dark alleys to serve her. He often bragged with sagging pockets of her worth, folding her love neatly in creases, increasing adoration as she fed him in sneakers. Sneaking, she was creeping. The other hustlers wanted to keep her. They wanted her love, and she thought love was beneath her. He often licked deception from her fingertips, tasting the lie of her love and devotion on his lips, having her made his heart skip in backflips, becoming emotionally acrobatic, fanatically ecstatic. He just had to have it. He became infatuated by her sachet and the way her emerald-back outfit swayed as imaginary cellos played. He was the king of the concrete jungle, and she was his Jane, his insane inspiration for surviving the game. In God we trust, tattooed in plain view. Somehow the message was misconstrued. We being not he and her, but she and all who desired her. all who admired her enough to pilferage urban villages and create a genocidal pyre. Loving her was like gasoline for raging fire, incinerating the hood hopes of those who aspire to reach higher than the crumbling walls and pissy halls that composed her empire. She stirred them close, the tangled lyrics of her twisted song, using gunshots as snare drums and sirens as saxophones, baited him with clean whips and tight splits and rims dipped in chrome. Brainwashed him with Scarface soap and Al Capone cologne. He often tangled with danger under dimly lit streetlights, dancing brazenly in white tees all night because her jaded affection was like sunlight. She was his morning star at midnight, and his heart would never be homeless as long as she belonged to him. He was a hustler in love with a promiscuous vixen, and there was no allegiance between them. He was tethered to a love that was tied to hearts of many men. A few gunshots, some robberies, some dead bodies, and a bid in prison left him struggling, juggling the pieces of the enigma she left behind. He was puzzled and mentally confined, scraping for her essence and shiny pennies he would find. Frustrated because justice was just too blind or too occupied to see the treason of her trickery. Being in love with money led him to misery. He was tricked into trading love for his freedom, brooding from behind bars, and she was the reason. The reason his life was scattered in pieces and fragments of his heart were shattered, and he says he divorced the game and passed the ball for her. He abandoned his childhood to fall for her, built a fortress of gold teeth and diamond walls for her, only to become another broken-hearted hustler.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
Drama, I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold the permanent frown. It was more than you wanted, but life became mine, you pony. Just wish you were around, wish this I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you catch feelings though. How can I cope since my heart is broke? Thinking I'm broke cause I could bridge a flow. But that meaning like season, I'm leaving in November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice, they get an at ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak, then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see, sneaking hard to the comfortable. So I never sleep, love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week, back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces without curtain, I'm more certain it's you. For my lyrical arrangement, get too amazing from hell's basement. Look, G-Ma, we made it. We were craving much success. From aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rep, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living. Without forgiveness, it's hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, then seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. For God in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, bury this off. Love is in love if it's painless. Learning the hard way from being angry, getting aggy, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discovered a path for what's written on paper. Even dreams take these tools to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. It can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my poetry.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. Had to give you guys a variety for the show. I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines again and give you an opportunity to spit something if you feel like it. All right, we got Truth. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, most definitely.
That's what's up. What you got for us on deck?
Here we go. You see, greatest words in my mind before I can be heard, I have to understand my standing of a great man's message. See, these are the words that I progress for great things and process vanity, no man's bad vanity, but still meekness and thereof and greatness from above. You see, my words are calm like wisdom before they flow like many rivers, and still my eyes are thankful for the brown for the visions I've seen. These are the great things, the prophetically speaking, symbolic and simple. See, I'm coming with you on my face, I got no dimples. But see, my false litigation sometimes seems to fail short before the glory of greatness, so I shall give great man some litigation. Legendary prophecies and great things, the prophetically speaking, see, I'm smiling. Understand, I'm not always wild and docile, but still I'm greatness. Greatness, a great man, meekness, no fakeness, truth, no liar. You see, Jesus, my Messiah, always carries me higher. So I'm comforted and carried by the greatness of God. And see, I'm always understood to be understanding. With my words are cunning, but still I freestyle like the great rivers I'm flowing, never stopping. I'm a never-ending river. See, with my mind, it's entwined with greatness, so I don't fall through with the fakeness. See, on the great skies, I fly on a great cloud like it's a skateboard, missing all obstacles, those that would tear me down. No barriers stop me. You see, I'm like a never-ended flood, consuming you as a world, consuming great, consuming all things that I need to be understanding. The misunderstood, a great man's guidance, truth, a great man's distortion. Rah.
You better roar. You better get it.
Crazy.
Oh my God, that's what's up, everybody. That's Truth in the building, getting it in. We are blowing up tonight. I'm so thankful for everybody who called in. We're gonna keep it flowing. All right, Carlos, what you got for us? Carlos, I was checking to see if you ready to spill a little something.
Okay, yeah. My bad. I didn't know if you had called my name or not. All right, bad. Yeah, I got one. This is I'm gonna say the best for last, but this is another good one. This is the Boom Boom Room. This is a shout out to the Boom Boom Room.
That's what's up.
All right. Social media is mighty popular. A lot of my time it has consumed. Now there's quite a few things that I could do, but most of it is spent Tammy's Boom Boom Room. So you may ask, why is it so popular? Why does it take up so much of my time? Well, you just send in your request and don't bring no mess, and I guarantee you it'll blow your mind. See, Tammy, she is the madam. Sure enough, she's going to get your attention. She's like red and sexy, and she's a freak, not to mention. See, JD is our DJ. He's playing everything from pop to jazz. And if you start strolling up through the picks, the first person that's going to get your attention is Taz. See, she's every woman. She is every woman. She's all in me. Anything that I want done, it comes naturally. And when she told me that, it really blew my mind. That's when I tried to get at Toya. But she was always on her grind. She like Michael Jackson, she was working both night and she was working both day and night. But she ain't the only one that caught my sight. See, this God knows. This one was straight to the point. She didn't find nothing funny. My homegirl Rhonda says she works hard for her money. Laid back and chilling, observing all the faces, while my friend Gooball said she was looking for love in all the wrong places. I just didn't know how much more she could take, so I told her to step back and give love a break. God knows, man. See, this crew I just mentioned, we're all a group of friends. Kevin pulled us all together and made us all admins. See, we entertain the crowd and we keep stuff hot. You will always be able to find one of us on the clock. We have some interesting topics, some jokes to make you laugh. Sometimes they get exotic. Some folks show their lower half. See, anything can happen from midnight to noon. Come on over and let us entertain you at Tammy's Boom Boom Room.
What? You better get it. I think you were getting a little emotional because you was connecting to your peeps. That's what's up.
Well, yeah, but I didn't drop it like I want to, man. But it was I just drove that in the past like hour, so I was trying to get them there. But
that was hot.
Anyway, I got
like
one for you later. I got one more for you later on. Go ahead.
I got you. We'll do that next
all
round.
Right.
Everybody, let's call those. Boom, boom, boom in the building. All right. Let me see if JD want to put something else out there in the air. What's up, JD?
Yo, what's up, China?
What's up? You got something else you want to spit?
Nah, I'm just listening on the second half.
All right, now. All right, everybody. It's JD with the Boom Boom Room in the building. All right, I got Michelle on the line. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm kind of babysitting tonight, so kind of doing two things at one time, but I'm doing good.
You got this. I know you got something for tonight.
Actually, I do. It's called Love and Deception, so let me just go ahead and start that. Okay. You've captured my heart when I first laid eyes on you. You paralyzed my soul as if I couldn't move. The scent of your cologne enchanted me so gracefully as we embraced for the very first time. We felt as if we'd known each other for over a year. Your soft, warm hands massaging every part of me, tingling my spine and holding me tightly, I felt comfort and secure. As we glared into each other's eyes, I saw nothing in you that reminded me of my past. Feeling confident, I was sure this is the one. Never will I revisit my past, nor my past revisiting me. And though we were lovers, it was never about love, but betrayal, being fooled, blinded by the ties of lust and deception. Never again will I be mistreated nor deceived. Therefore, I divorce you by the law of truth, and I dismiss you in the hands of darkness. I found the meaning of freedom, and I shall write it upon my heart, for he brings me great joy and happiness. Never will I let him slip from me. I will always keep him by my side. No more will I allow my past, my ex-lover, ruin me again. That's it.
You better go, girl. I like that.
All right.
Send me that track. All right, everybody. Michelle in the building. Girl, you got an album already. I'm just letting you know. The album is coming out.
The album is
already.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
it's already
you.
Done. It's going down. All right. I'm a pusher, y'all. I'm a root digger, and I'm a pusher all day. And I'm so proud of Michelle. Just want to give her a big shout out. She has been rolling it with the tracks.
and you're going to be hearing them tonight. I'm so excited about playing them. All right, I got Ania in the building. What's up, Ania?
Hey,
sorry,
how
unique
are you?
In the building.
Wow, let me tell you how perfect that was. I literally walked in the door and picked up my tablet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. I'm just going with the flow.
Total. Okay. Last week, we missed it, but there was some things going on Facebook last week that I totally wanted to address. And I've actually got three. I'm going to go ahead and do them all real quick because, you know, mine are pretty fast. And then I'm just going to listen, okay? All right.
Sounds good.
This one here is called from a book that I'm totally not writing, okay? Just to let you know. Thoughts from the past. This one's called Words and Actions. Words are words. Actions speak louder than words. Actions are subject to interpretation. Interpret the word. Interpret your life. Words cut or mend. Words are where we begin. Actions can heal or kill. Actions prove all about you. Words bring peace or war. Words are a door. Actions deliver the outcome of words. Words are words. Actions are actions. Don't confuse the two. Okay, this one's called Happiness in Despair. I saw on Facebook icons past. I saw on Facebook a tragic aftermath. I saw on Facebook a collective few gathering strength. It's what we do. I saw on Facebook and had to pray. I saw on Facebook many reasons I'm grateful today. Statistics don't mean a thing to a soul in pain. Compassion and mercy for the victim only. We are all victims and we are all to blame as we assume our life is more precious than the blessings we are to give away. The circle of life shrinks smaller each day. How do you find happiness through so much despair? A valid question. No easy answer here. Our soul is where that answer resides. Take a look. You will see a round table with these three: moral value, common sense, and happiness. All the choices we make are discussed here, working solutions, helping others grow, learning lessons, and owning our own issues. Stating the case, we have to hear all sides to make it fair. As we argue, we decide to be contrary or override. This is when we stand on our ego's pride. Where did he come from? When was he invited? He was here all along. He stands in the corner most days, not saying a word, lest you listen carefully and start to fall. Then he takes over and plays the victim to any who'll listen, pitching insults at values and cutting sense to shred, pushing down happiness till everyone's bled. This is when we decide life with God, pills, or none of the above. Victims without the door of love, knocking on windows or wallowing in self-despair, lashing at others to get our point across, blaming religion, society, and those we put in government, holding the established order hostage with our demands, fighting but not taking a stand, daring others to betray you and wondering how it happened. How do we find happiness in all this disrepair? I said, no easy answers. You can take it to God in prayer. Your God, he's right there. You can choose that the answer is in community and unity. You can believe it's just a state of mind. However you choose to end this discussion, please take a look around, locate moral value, and common sense. That's who happiness hangs out with. And then Father's Day was yesterday, so I also have one for my dad, who, if you guys don't know, passed last year. I did not say it enough while you lived. From the time I was on my own, I have thanked you for the way you raised me as much as I have cursed you for the way you raised me. When I wanted, you said no. When I needed, you said with conditions. When I had no answers, you had three. When I made a mistake, you showed me how to fix it. When I was angry, you pushed even harder. When I won, you gave me a flower. When I cried, you let me lean on you. And when you died, I wept and remembered the days gone by that you showed me how proud you were and how much you loved us. Thank you, Dad. LDP, November 1949 to July of 2015. That's it, guys.
Wow. We appreciate you. Words of wisdom, knowledge, understanding. I appreciate all of that.
No problem.
Just keep doing what you're
That's
doing.
What I
keep inspiring.
Love you.
Thank all you. Right. That's why you are unique. Unique in the building, everybody.
All right.
Keep
love
listening,
you.
Everybody. We love you, too. All right. I'm having a good time tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do one more round of the show, and we will be right back at it.
Wondering where you are and if you are alone tonight. It's time to let go. No more pondering if I'm a star. I gotta take control and not the. I think these streets and I've been spending time together just a little bit too much. I think I can still be a righteous man because I think I still feel heaven's touch. I think I have smoked weed too much. And I'm not saying that I think smoking weed is devilish. It's just I've been smoking daily and doing it for a long time. And ain't no telling when I'ma quit. But I think I'ma start to let the weed go. I think I wanna sit on my back porch and watch the grass and trees grow. I think I wanna meet me a woman so I can sit back and watch my seeds grow. But I think in order for that to happen, I think a wife is what I need, though. And I think I'm gonna work towards that, and I think I'm gonna be just a little bit celibate now. Cause I think having all this sex without making a baby generation is really makes sex irrelevant now. It's time to let go. No more wondering.
I think as I let the women go, I will begin to see that they're just a little bit too hot and they need to cool off. And I think I'ma concentrate on this poetry shit so I can continuously rip the roof off. And I think as I rip the roof off, you gon' look to the sky and ask God to show his face. Not knowing that his spirit is all inside of me, right on this stage, right in front of your face. I think that's why I came to this place. And I think I'ma take my footsteps out the paths of men. Cause sometimes I think following the wrong men only leads to more and more sin. Damn, I think I've been born again. So I think it's time that I let the cigarettes go. I think I'm gonna replace the cigarettes with a prayer so I can subconsciously let this stress go. But I think I know that life is gonna give me tests though. But I think I'm gonna pass the test, and I think I'm gonna take a stand and demand that my people make a change. Cause although I think we coming up, I think we still do the things that cause our own pain. So I think I'm gonna pray for rain. And I think I'm gonna pray that it rains so hard it wash away all the tears of every man, every woman, every child that they has felt throughout their years. I think I've been sent to help my peers. And I think I'm so sick of this sinful land that we do call home. I think the righteous people should really separate, because I think with God we can make it on our own. And no, I didn't go to the Million Man March, cause even then I thought it was the white man that needed to atone. And I think if we really work hard, we can turn some of these broken houses into a happy home. And yes, I do think for myself, and these are my thoughts alone. But I'm starting to think if I can get a million young children to start to think like me. Go deep within themselves subconsciously and make a spiritual change like me. Then I think we all can see how beautiful life for everybody can really be. So a man thinketh, so is he.
And I think it's time to let go.
It's the poet Tim J.
No more wondering
where you Marcus
are. And if you are alone,
Dark Matter Music. Tim Jackson, Soul Redemption Inc. 2011 and beyond.
Back to the start from the corners of NYC, back in the park. Everybody gather round, feel the vibe so potently. Somebody start a beat, the MC spit poetry in motion, starting a commotion, flowing like the ocean. Stay afloat, wide, receive the message, cause it's open to the people, to the public, the one showing devotion to the art. Put your heart in a song and feel emotionally attached to different tracks to reenact. So when the MC say, I'm trying to take it back, rewind time and keep us moving up so they can catch up. A cipher, the MC stops the next step up. Rhythm and poetry, poetry. Rhythm and poetry, poetry. Rhythm and poetry. Took time, but I'm glad it finally noticed me. Rhythm and poetry finally noticed me.
Noticed
I see, cause everybody wanna get close to me.
Get close to me.
The closer we get, the more we grow, you see. All because I do it for rhythm and poetry.
Poetry, poetry.
I'm trying to keep it alive, strive just to survive. With the mindset, saying I can fly with some rhythm and the story, so they tell it from the street. Prove to the one saying we just yelling on the beat. No talent, just give it up, but we ain't taking no defeat. Fresh Prince at the Grammys, we'll take a couple seats. Still say it's not a art. Well, here we go again with Tim and something. How can we paint pictures with no pen? My thoughts is the brush and the paint is my voice. Everybody portray the image differently by choice. Then you say that he wouldn't know art if it hit him. He just rhyming with some words, but you forgot to mention rhythm. Now let the rhythm hit him. Rhythm and poetry, poetry. Rhythm and poetry, poetry. Rhythm and poetry. Took time, but I'm glad it finally noticed me. Rhythm and poetry finally noticed me.
Noticed
I see, cause everybody wanna get close to me.
Get close to me.
The closer we get, the more we grow, you see.
Rhyme,
all because I do it for rhythm and poetry.
Hypocrisy ain't stopping me. Hip hop philosophy. Take the time, study the rhymes and the glossary.
Man, if you don't know what you're saying, then don't put it down. It's on beat, but don't match. Well, it's over now. Just another MC coming from the NC, flowing like them Z. Trying to fill the empty minds, trying to climb different trees for the maple. Call it rap, hip hop has so many labels. Christian gangster pop, conscious and positive. More than just putting words together and I'm positive. Knowledge yourself and you'll get the right equation. Hip hop is the resort of poetry and education.
Rhythm and poetry, poetry.
Rhythm and
poetry, poetry.
Rhythm and
poetry.
Took time, but I'm glad it finally noticed me. Rhythm and poetry finally noticed me.
Noticed
I see, cause everybody wanna get close to me.
Get close to me.
The closer we get, the more we grow, you see.
Rhyme,
all because I do it for rhythm and poetry.
I was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence entered the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, by no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguise yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received, with a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs. Time was spent, so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents the domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon awakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I work much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, game played. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I like to talk to you too. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. If you guys are having a good time, I just played the second round of the tracks, and we also had a second round of open mic night tonight. Actually, about to slide into the third round, but before I do that, on Saturday at Illusions Open Mic Night, for a lot of people that don't know about Illusions, that's actually my business, performing arts business. It's Illusions Open Mic Night. We provide a positive platform for people from all walks of life to express themselves to the arts. We keep it clean. We keep it positive with a live band. We have refreshments. I actually catered the show too. But we have a really good time for you to just lay out the same thing you're doing here. We just can't physically see you guys. But the same thing you do on this show is the same thing. You get another platform to actually do it, and you on stage, and you doing what you love. And that show we do once a month. I miss it so much because I haven't done it since March because we had different shows going on, but we're back with full in effect. Can't wait. It's going to be at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, this Saturday. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. The show, for anybody who wants to come, is $10. But open mic talent is only $8. So please come through. Do what you do. If you sing, you spit, you rap, you dance, whatever it is that you do, whatever your God-given talent is, that's what that stage is for. This is not a poetry show. And the same way with this, with Lyrical Cypher, this is not a poetry show. Just because I'm a poet, that's not all I do, and I want to support everybody on and off the stage. If you're not a poet, if you're not a singer, and you have a business, let us know so we can support you. Let us know what you have going on so we can support what you're doing, because we're all about support and connection. I believe we're all meant on this earth to help one another in some form or fashion. It might be something we say, something we do. Just being who you are can help people. That's why I just promote a lot of positivity. Turn the negative into a positive, and let's keep doing what we do. Love each other. Love yourself, first and foremost. And remember this right here. Your biggest and your only competition you have is yourself. Just be a better you. Everything else will come together the way it's supposed to. So I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines. And also, you got to be in the building for Carlos Robson is going to be in the building. He is a famous international artist who has been all over the world performing. And he's performed with us in April when we had our show, when Illusions and Lyrical Elevation came together to do a show. And dude is phenomenal. You got to be there to see it. He was on Verses and Flow. That's actually one of my places I would love to go one day, so hopefully I get the opportunity to go to Verses and Flow as well to perform. But he had the opportunity to perform on Verses and Flow, and the amazing part about it, all three of the people that we had April 30th for the event, all three of them have been on Verses and Flow. My homegirl, Georgia Mee, Dasan, that's my homie, Dasan Ahanu in the building, and also Georgia Mee. So please, Saturday, if you're not doing anything, the show is from 8:30 to 11. And that's all at night. And like I say, it's $10. You're in for a real treat. So please come out, support, spread the word. I need all your help if you can just push that word out there. But I do appreciate all you do and for connecting with Lyrical Cypher and pushing Lyrical Cypher, because we are continuing to grow and we cannot do this without you. So we do appreciate you. And I thank you guys for just being patient with me. Again, for anybody that didn't hear, my laptop crashed. It's still in the shop right now. But God made a way. I'm on my old desktop. We had to work that thing out. Thank God I know something about IT. So we actually in the building doing what we do and doing what we love. So just a little disclaimer out there, and also letting you know about different shows that we have coming up. And we do the Lyrical Cypher here every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. And if I'm not having a show, I will let you guys know, but we're going to continue to do what we do and do what we love. I was told that we have an author in the building. I don't know if I'm saying the name right. Razia in the building. What's up, Razia?
That was close. Rase, how you doing?
Rase. Oh, what's up, Rase? Oh, that's what's up, Rase?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
it's so crazy.
Forgive me. Don't charge
Rase.
It to my heart.
That's all right. I don't mind.
All
how
right.
How you doing up there?
We're doing good. We're having a ball tonight. I hope you're enjoying the show so far.
I am. I just enjoyed the last one with the, If I Ever Cross Your Mind. That was dope.
Thank you. That was me.
Oh, okay. That was dope. You're dope. I like that. All right. I don't know. I'm trying to get in this spoken word, but I've written a couple books, published a few books.
All right. What's the name of them? How can we cop them? We're all about support. How can we link up?
Okay. It's three books. It's a series. It's the Porter Ave series. They're available online at lulu.com, and it's just like it sounds, lulu.com. Get them in order, though. The first one is Rest and Greed, like it sounds, Rest and Greed. The second one is Resurrected in Riches, and the third one is After the Eulogy. That's the little series I did. I've been writing a book a year on that series right there. I've done a couple things. I think I want to do spoken word because I like that. If I have to cross your mind, I like that.
That's what's up. Well, we all about support. And did you want to spit anything tonight? You want to
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
I might
next time, though, but my homeboy Jimmy told me to call in, so I had to make sure I showed support because he supports me, so I'm support back.
That's what's up. Well, I got to make sure we link
you
up
guys
with you.
Back on the air again.
So we do this on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock to win.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I just kind of flow with it. Sometimes we might roll an hour, 30 minutes. It don't matter. We just go with it.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to stay tuned
sometimes
in, man.
About, you know, we go up to 2 hours.
Okay, that's what's up. Y'all keep doing your thing, man. I'm going to keep listening tonight. I appreciate you taking a moment to let me speak on here. I appreciate that. Hello? 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 Oh, man. Hello?
I'm still online. Oh, he hung up. Sorry about that. I was trying to get my phone off mute, unmuted. But everybody, that's Rosé. Please check him out and support him. I got another artist on the mic. We're going to put him on. Truth, what you got for us before we roll out?
Okay. See, Dead Man No Liar, coming great hot like fire. The truth be told, greatest word, I'm not without to race beat. Violet, I'm always great with my own beat. See, this is the truth, the greatness of prosperity, great property. No chance, no traffic. Yeah, I'm fine because I'm an Ali, I can, like a butterfly, fly like great beat. To understand these things in my better portion. So, can follow. To me and Jesus, we intertwine together. Find wherever we can go back. The great is open. That will be a dream. Like Mr. Upsworth, great things to be man, of course.
Hey, Jay, what's up with them tracks?
Man, I'm trying to get everything up here. I lost everything. I'm trying to get everybody back up here. But I got
you. I know. I wanted to. Oh my God, I meant to hit you up today, but I had a bad week. And I ain't had a chance to call you. I think I might have called you once. But, you know, I was trying to let you do your thing.
Right. Well, I appreciate you being patient with me, but I most definitely will have those tracks up there for you. I got you. Indeed.
Yes.
All right, everybody. That was Truth. All right. We got Carlos in the building. What you got for Carlos?
All right, say the best for last. This one is called Change. Y'all ready?
Yes, let's get it.
All right. Aren't you tired of things just staying the same? Don't you want things to get better? Ain't you ready for change? Living a life of poverty, so tired of being poor, scrapping just to make ends meet. Don't you deserve more? See, I got a decent job, but I can only pay my bills. With only a high school diploma, I have very limited skills. Like Smithfield Packing, Master Brand, Mowing, or Allside. No matter which job you own, we all live side by side. Why can't I come up? Why is it hard to stack my bank? I've tried all different things, but still, what must I do to succeed? How can I have riches and fame? I'm so tired of struggling. Man, I'm so ready for change. I'm packing up, and I'm moving away. Yep, I'm headed out west. I reached my limit. My cup runneth over. I'm tired of this mess. Running these streets and getting high. Every weekend I'm in the club, paying for drinks for all my broke friends, and that's the way I'm showing them love. But I'm leaving that behind. It's all starting to cease. I'm going out to Cali, and I'm leaving the negativity back east. See, life in L.A. is different. To a country boy, it may seem strange, but it's something that I'm willing to accept. Yup, it's time for a change. See, now that I'm here in Cali, things have gotten a whole lot better. Not that I got a good girl, but also good weed and the weather. Yes, I'm making more money, but the cost of living is raised. Paying $2,000 a month, I'd have been upset back in the days. But now it's not a problem. To me, it's a simple issue. See, that was just the money of me buying your drinks. That's why right now I don't miss you. You might think that I've changed, and you say you can't stand me. Because instead of supporting you, I decided to take care of my family. And the more I decide to do right, the blessings that continue to come. Putting these smiles on my kids' face, yo, now that's some real fun. Living life luxuriously, from a trailer to a 6-bedroom house with a pool But the pool in the back and the four-car garage, considered a mini mansion back south. Now, you may ask, how did I do it? Simple. I just stayed in my lane. I done all the foolishness before. So there was only one thing else left to do. Change.
Man, you a powerful dude. Keep doing what you do. Don't stop. And you helping, you changing some lives of some men, you know, and women. So keep writing. You are. You got me
my
speechless,
life,
fellows. That's right.
Yo, that was.
You got
that's
you.
Like my. That was me. That was my personal shit right there. That's me for about the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And see, keep doing that because transparency is key. I'm trying to tell you, like, I honor that. Like, keep being real and just be you.
And I just tell anybody, man, don't feel like you can't do something, man. How you
mm-hmm.
think these people got rich? All you got to do is go do it, man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
If you keep sitting on your high apartment, ain't nobody going to come give you nothing. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, man? But if you get up and get out and get something, man, you can get it. And it ain't only thing that stops you is yourself. And once
mm-hmm.
I realized that, I said, I ain't going to let nothing stop me, man. Man, it's like, yo, as long as you just try to do things the right way, man, it just keep coming, man. And it keeps coming.
That's
and it keeps coming.
And it's not
man,
gonna stop. That's right.
And I love it too, girl. I love it.
God ain't even done with you yet. You just have to he just started. He ain't finished.
I love it.
That's right.
Well, good. Man.
Keep doing
Tell
it. I'm praying for you too. All right.
That's what's up.
Carlos in the building, always spitting that spoken word. Man. I'm speechless right now. My last artist on the mic tonight, Michelle. Before I put you on, I got to slide a track up here for Michelle for y'all to hear her do her thing. So proud of this lady. I don't even know which one I'm going to choose. I'm not going to tell her. I'm just going to put it out there. All right.
Beyond the beauty. The beauty of a woman is much more than skin deep. It's not just her physique, her looks, the shape of her thighs, and her voluptuous figure. No, that's not what defines a woman. What truly defines a woman is her heart, the way she carries herself. You see, she's an anchor and knows how to maintain her family and her surroundings. She's the strength and backbone to her mate, a peacemaker and prayer warrior. A loyal friend you could ever ask for she supports the needs of others and embraces their heart, even when it's not convenient. She knows the right words to say just to make you smile and brighten that day. She gives more than the average because it's from her heart and oftentimes her last. She goes beyond the call of duty. Truly, she's a woman of character, wouldn't you agree? She cherishes every moment of her life, spent with loved ones and close friends dear to her heart. She is love, and that's what represents her. You see, a woman's worth is the epitome of elegance. The essence of her beauty shines brighter than the sun, for beauty does not necessarily lie within her heart. That's the outer appearance expression. However, the heart is an appealing to the many expressions of her beauty by the way she walks, her talk. It's in her feet, stepping forward and stroking her hips with confidence and pride, holding her head high. She's classy and has style. She's bold and worth more than rubies and diamonds, even that of silver and gold. She is the reflection of her father, gracefully and merciful. The image of an angel. She's truly, significantly divine in every way. Now that there is a woman of graceful beauty. Listen, any woman can look good, but not every woman has a heart of gold. In fact, plastic surgery has made it possible for all women to look her best. But it still doesn't change her heart. So, if she's the opposite of what defines beauty, then it's obvious that she has no class. Wouldn't you agree? The heart of a woman is what defines her truly, whether she's real or counterfeit. Either way, the heart will reveal itself.
Just be aware of that, because nowadays, beauty can be a facade. Focus on our heart instead, and don't be fooled.
Wow. Michelle, girl, I know she ain't even know who yet, but Michelle, Michelle, Michelle. What's up, Michelle? Can you hear me? Michelle on the line? I don't know if she can hear me. All right, Michelle.
Hey, how you doing? I'm on the line.
Okay, that's what's up. Oh, my God. Powerful piece. Keep writing, girl.
Yes, I got to. I have to. Like you said, it's in me. It's me. I
right.
have to do it, and I got to do it.
That's exactly. All right, you got something for us tonight? You want to end? You actually get to close the show out.
Wow. Wow. I just want to close it out with this right here. It's just some encouraging words that I always encourage myself, and I just like to encourage others. Motivate starts the moment you step out of your comfort zone and into destiny. Dreams and visions given to you are meant to be fulfilled, not taken lightly. It's the moment you believe in yourself that you can accomplish anything you desire that's in your reach and even beyond. Despite the negligence of others, it's time to inhale motivation and exhale success. There's absolutely no room for fear nor doubt. That will only slow you down. Don't ever let go of your vision, no matter how rough your storm may be. Don't let it die. Though it looks foggy to you right now, your purpose still remains in you. So please keep trying to pursue it, despite those who already gave up on you already. Don't you give up on you. If all odds are against you, then obviously you are doing something right. Rewards don't come easy. Life becomes a challenge when you make wiser decisions. So keep pressing no matter the odds. No good deed go unpunished.
Wow.
That's it.
I received that. You better go, girl. All right,
amen.
Everybody. Michelle in the building. Michelle Daniels in the building. Powerful poet. I'm going to call you Maya Angelou. All right,
I like
everybody.
That.
Hey, that's what's up. Receive it, girl. It's yours. All right. We thank you all for checking out the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys will see you this weekend at Illusions. If you're not doing anything, please come and rock out with us at Illusions. We need you in the building. Hold on. I got another person on the line. Make sure, just in case they want to get on. I got a 919 on the line. 396. Just want to give a shout out and see if you want to spit something tonight.
Oh, hey, shout out. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I missed you last week.
I know. I missed you too. My laptop crashed.
You know who this is.
I'm listening. Hold on.
Okay.
Keith, you said, I don't know who this is. I'm listening.
You don't know who this is. I called just like everybody. You don't even know who this is, do you?
Hold on. Willie?
I'm the politician. I'm the political guy.
Willie, right?
Yep.
I'm like, hey, I said Willie. I want to make sure you switch numbers on me.
I know, right? I just left work, so I normally be listening while I'm working.
Now you good to go? And now my laptop crashed. That's the reason why I wasn't on. And so I'm actually using the old desktop.
Yeah. Jimmy told me. He told me a laptop crashed. I said, uh-oh, tell me the fans ain't got it.
Look, ain't nothing going to hold me back by the grace of God.
I know that's right. The power to be him. Yeah. You know me. I normally throw some political stuff out there for our people so that we could be, you know, aware of what's going on in our wonderful society here.
Right.
And like I told some people, like I predicted the Cavs winning, the Three Cavaliers. People don't understand how it's all being played out in the scheme of things. President Obama will be a third term. Matter of fact, it won't be a presidency this year. So we just want to get ready for the new world order. It's in process as we speak.
All right.
And the reason being, a lot of people don't realize all these false flags with the club in Orlando, all of these things that people think is happening, they're not really actually events. You just have to pay close attention to it. When people get murdered, you didn't see no hearses coming by to pick these people up. You're not going to have a mass murder of people and somebody ain't going to go get those bodies, you know. So we have to realize that a lot of these things are orchestrated to take the guns away. They're doing a lot of things to get people sidetracked from what they're really doing. They're bringing out the old OJ trial. Now they're bringing out old stuff about Michael Jackson. All of these things are fictitious things to throw us off from what their ultimate goal. So while we're here in sideline watching all these lies, they will be in their passing these laws and bills and stuff while we are focusing on OJ and his crackheaded wife or heroin-addict whack or whatever she was. We should be really paying close attention to these laws that they are signing. So we're finding out who's really for us. A lot of people don't realize, especially in the black community, that Hillary Clinton has stolen her husband and her industry. Clinton Foundation has stole billions of dollars from the Haiti Foundation to try to help the Haitian people, which, who, by the way, fought against white supremacy and won. But they're the only group of people that's still paying their oppressor. And so what we have to understand is that all these little side things that they're doing is keeping our minds occupied while they pass little laws and stuff. And once they get these laws set in place, you know, they'll get to carry out their ultimate goal. And so, of course, you know, they have been hacking into my Facebook page and creating little fake things. But I'm going to keep spreading the word to educate people. It is important to vote, but make sure the people that you're voting for really have your people in mind when they go to pass these bills.
Right. Well, we do appreciate you promoting awareness for us. You know, just letting us know about the things that are going on. We do appreciate that. And,
you know, and I do have a poem next week. I didn't.
Okay.
I was going to create it, but, you know, I tried to get my niece involved, but she was busy doing something else. So yeah, I do have a poem, but I was going to do it last week. I got excited, but I said, I'll wait this week, but then I left it at home.
Oh, man.
But
everything's about timing. Everything happens in timing.
Mm-hmm. And also, one other thing before I go. Like I said, my friend, I have a friend, a fiance. Well, she's more than a friend. She's my fiance, too. And she has written a book called A Bible Prophecy, and it talks about Obama and how everything is orchestrated for the New World Order. And he will be the last president. And King James, people realize the Cavaliers won, and they are promoting the King James Bible. The prophecy is being carried out as we speak. And people need to go ahead and get their minds ready, their spirits ready, of course, more than anything, because they really going to need the Spirit of God to be able to deal with what's coming ahead of us.
Right.
But that's basically it. I'll let you get some more calls in. And
we'll appreciate
that.
We're closing out the show. So you were the last you were the last caller.
Get out of here. Will it be the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One other thing before I get offline. I went down to the Social Security Administration, and they have changed my name.
Oh, wow.
So I have to get that correct. So now I got to go get my birth certificate, certified copy of my birth certificate, because they went in and changed my name. So that's how powerful what I'm going through, okay?
Right.
And so they have keep me in prayer. Keep me in prayer, baby, because they done changed my name.
We're just going to say that was a computer error.
It's no computer error.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to keep you in prayer, most definitely. We appreciate
keep
you really promoting awareness.
All right.
Indeed.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, everybody. All right. No problem. That was Mr. Willie promoting awareness. Different things we don't know. You never know what's going on around you. All right, this last track I'm going to play, I hope this helps and heals somebody tonight. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. But this is my big sister who's singing, and it's called Encourage Yourself. I know a lot of guys heard this. She's singing the cover.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Have a blessed night, everybody. I'll see you guys Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Good night.